Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia 7-year warranty. Wherever the next 7 years bring you, Kia has you covered.
Thomas Gray, Thomas, you want to remember your mother?
Yes, Joe, how are you?
Good. Tell us about
it. That's a hard one to follow. Patricia Gray, my one and only, passed away, unfortunately, yesterday at 6 o'clock in Highfield Nursing Home. And it's kind of trying to deal with Joe, not being able to go and see her in the last couple of weeks.
And did she, was she tested for COVID?
Yes, she was tested for COVID-19 on Monday, and the results came in this morning after the doctor certified her dead. And just the arrangements, trying to organise, I've been listening to your programme.
And the results were that she did have COVID-19.
She did have it.
Okay.
She did. She was.
So when did she fall ill, Thomas?
Last week. From what the information was very scattered from the nursing home, I was getting it through my sister and myself through phone calls, because they were first to lock down the nursing home about 5 weeks ago and wouldn't let anybody in to see anybody. Okay. And in fairness, they did try to tackle it. And then we were told last week that two patients had suspected COVID-19 in her ward. So they moved my mom to another ward, hoping and praying.
Yeah.
And then she normally gets infections, and it was normal for her to get infections. So she basically got an infection, we thought, and they put her on antibiotics. And basically, she had the symptoms of the high temperature and the cough. And they called us last week and said they were going to test her for the COVID-19.
Okay.
They were waiting on the ambulance people to come in and do it. So then we got the news this morning. We didn't know last night when they told her she'd passed away. But she passed away, Joe, on her own. That's the saddest thing.
Yeah.
And to her hurting, all her family are at this moment in time.
Yeah.
And it's horrible.
And it is this thing of people being on their own. And and Thomas, are your family in Ireland? What's the protocol now for the funeral?
Well, the protocol is, I think it's Shannon's funeral parlour up there on Springdale Road in Eadmore, Rohini. I don't know if you know it.
Yeah.
And we basically can't go and see our mum, because if we do, we have to go into quarantine.
Okay.
So if we go and see her, it'd be just literally standing outside where she's put into the hearse.
Okay.
And drove to Glasnevin to be buried where her beloved husband, Thomas Sr., who is died in 1963. That's why I've so...
Wow.
I was only 6 months old, Joe. She lived out your direction in Ballyfermot.
Right.
She's originally from Ringsend.
Wow.
Her dad fought in the 1916 rising. Nice. The Countess Markovich sent you on a link there. And she buried two sons in 1974 from a car crash.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So she was a tough old woman, Joe.
And what?
And
Thomas, what age was your dad when he was killed?
He was 43 years of age. He was killed on the docks, Joe. Accident seemed to follow our family. In 1963, he was a docker, and he was killed by a crane on the docks in 1963. And I was only 6 months old. I was born in May. And he died in September 27th.
And your mother was very young when her
very
husband...
young, and in them days, women to hold together
their
family, and she had a very good family around her as well. And they moved out to Eadmore and Mahoney, and that's where she ended up in Eadmore, Crescent in Mahoney.
And Thomas, so. Thomas, what age were your brothers when they were killed?
Derek was 13, and James was 18. They were killed in a car crash in Harmonstown down in Mahoney. I don't know if you're familiar with the area.
Yeah, of course. And do you want to tell me what happened? Or
Joe, my brother was a bread man. He used to work for Chauncey Mooney and O'Brien. And my next door neighbour, Brian Dowdall, and my brother, Derek, were basically coming home from Colesta Vocational School. My brother decided to pick them up from school and bring them home for lunch because they were waiting on the bus. And they were coming home, and there was a bus coming around the corner. It was the 28 bus, I also remember. Remember the old ones where you used to have to jump on the back?
Yeah, the open platform.
And they came around, and the bus hit the car. And my brother, Derek, was killed outright. Luckily for the guy in the back, Brian, he survived. Yeah. But my other brother died then one day later from injuries. He would have been a vegetable, Joe, if he had lived.
Yeah. And what age were you when that happened?
Well, 11. 11 years of age, Joe.
Oh, man.
And my poor mom, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
She was a brilliant mom. I got to miss her so much.
And she was a widow for nearly 60 years, was she?
Yes. And she kept us all together, Joe.
Oh, what a magnificent woman.
And that's why I want.
What a magnificent woman.
Honour her in this way. It's the only way, okay. Because I can't say this in church if there was a church there.
Yeah. What you've done. And Thomas, did you have to break the news to your own children?
Yes, I have two children. I have Laurie and Keith Gray. They live in Australia. And I had to make that call last night. It was the hardest call I had to.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't get my son. I only got him this morning because he works different shifts. And even telling him that over the phone, and they can't even come home to see their grandmother.
Well, God rest Patricia Gray. She's an incredible. She was an incredible woman, and she died within the last 24 hours. Your words and your tone, and your emotion and your depth, Thomas, speak volumes. They speak volumes about your love for your mother and her love for you.
Yeah.
May she rest in peace, Thomas. Safe in the arms of Our Lady, Queen of Heaven, if she had a devotion. Thomas, thanks indeed, and you look after yourself over the next
while. I will, Joe. I hope you go back to work and bring it in the food, or I'll ship it.
Well done. Well, I tell you, she'd be very proud of you. She'd be very proud of you. And she was a remarkable woman to generate such fantastic children as well in terms of personalities and compassion. Thomas Gray, condolences on the passing of your mother, Patricia Gray.